Don't forget to hydrate, mate, as our Aussie friends might say. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Thanks for listening to today's show. I've been mentioning it's over the past several weeks on and off, haven't I? But today, this is where we start. Our voice exercises, our vocal workouts, warm-ups and winding down exercises. And we'll do that in a couple of days because, first of all, I need to give you a bit of background information about why exercises are really important for you to do. I mean, I do them, and hopefully you will do them as well. And sometimes you might think, oh, yeah, he's just kind of he's panting like a dog and doing a couple of tongue twisters. It's a bit more than that. And I'm going to be telling you why you should be doing them, why you should be doing each individual one, what the point of doing each individual one is, what to do as well, and what hopefully some of the results might be as well. Some people, though, as I said a few weeks ago when I've talked about vocal exercises before in my individual one-to-one sessions with various clients in the BBC, because I've trained dozens and dozens of people in the BBC about how to present news and music programmes and interview shows and so on, how to use their voice in those kinds of situations. And it does have to be said, a lot of those people have kind of gone away, and I've seen that look in their eye. And they've kind of had that look, yeah, right, I'm going to do voice exercises, you know, I'm a 45-year-old bloke. I'm not going to be panting like a dog or swinging my arms around like a windmill to sound better. Nonsense, hokum and balderdash. You may be one of those people. You may also be one of those people who loses their voice because you haven't exercised properly. I mean, let's put it this way. A dance or sports person wouldn't dream of performing without a warm-up. Or suddenly stop at the end of a race without a cool-down regime. To do otherwise would risk temporary or permanent injury to their muscles and ligaments, and they wouldn't be working to the best of their ability. No, you are a vocal athlete, and you too need training, warm-ups and proper rest to lead to greater vocal health, more stamina, less injury. So what do I mean when I talk about warm-ups, wind-downs and workouts? What's the difference between them? I mean, they all start with the same letter, but there's something different, yeah? I mean, OK, we know what a wind-down is as opposed to a warm-up, but what's that workout? Let's have a little look. A warm-up, then, is a series of short and specific exercises, say 5 to 10 minutes, may even be shorter than that. Not too long, not too loud either. And these are exercises that you know will get your voice ready for speaking. It's kind of waking up your larynx and your tongue after a night's rest, for example. A wind down is a short, gentle period of exercises designed to help your articulators come to rest rather than just have a sudden stop. I mean, think of the athlete who doesn't just stop moving at the end of their sprint. They have a routine to ease the muscles into a state of rest to reduce the risk of injury. So what then is a workout, I hear you say? Well, a workout is a longer session, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes even, a couple of times a week, on a specific element or a couple of elements of technique, or to strengthen muscles. For these, you can simply combine several warm-up elements and do them for longer. For example, tongue exercises. I mean, a few tongue twisters are a great warm-up before a studio session, whereas a workout would incorporate these as part of a longer series of tongue exercises to strengthen it going forward. And all of that helps rehabilitate a tired voice and help keep it in shape as well. Now, all of these have one thing in common. Warm-up, wind-down and workout. Not just the letter W, but also they've got in common hydration. Yeah, H2O makes your folds ready to go, making them slippery and supple. So before you start, make sure you are hydrated. Got some more advice before we start on the exercises. That advice helps you with those exercises. Bit of a health warning coming your way tomorrow. Vocal exercise advice tomorrow on the show as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.